How is the butter produced, John?
Well, first of all, as all the milking was done by hand. It used to be put through a muslin rag to take out the dirt. Then we put it in a separator. This was a small machine, stood about 3 foot high. It had a bowl that held about 5 gallon of milk with a handle at the side, and you turned this, and there was a little bell in the handle, and when you're going right speed, or too fast, I forget which, the bell used to ring. And this used to, the milk used to come out of one spout and the cream out of the other. After we'd got the cream and it cooled down and stood a day or so, we put it in the milk, in a butter churn, which was a barrel, wooden barrel, something like a beer barrel, standing about 3 foot high, held enough about to make about 40 pound of butter. And you, if you turned too fast, it didn't make. If you turned too slow, it didn't make. So you had to judge it by sort of feel, so that it flopped back and forth. And eventually it started to thud. You knew you'd got the butter, or it started to thud gently. And then it, as it got heavier, you knew that the butter was made. So you opened it up, took out the buttermilk and the butter. Then you put the butter on a butterwork, we called it, which you turned the handle, and this used to squeeze out the surplus buttermilk. And after that, you used to take off bits and pieces to make the weighed pound, put it on the scales, made a weighted pound, and then pat it into shapes, put it in greaseproof paper, and there was your butter made.